91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk to them about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Shreya Bellampalli. Hi, Shreya.
Hello.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for inviting me.
You go to the U of A, yes?
Yes.
What do you do there?
I'm going to start my junior year next year, or this fall. My major is neuroscience and cognitive science, and I'm also majoring in Spanish and Portuguese.
Do you do any lab work?
I do. I work in the laboratory of Dr. Rajesh Khanna in pharmacology, and this is a lot of research with pain and sensory neurons, and it's kind of cool.
How do you research pain and sensory neurons? What do you do?
Some of the things we do is we'll have some compounds or some things we want to test in their pain-inhibiting capacity. And we'll put them on these neurons that we've taken on from rats, their dorsal root ganglia, and then we'll image them, and then we'll see how their pain response is and see if these compounds had anything to do with decreasing the pain response that we see.
Do you image them with a glowy thing?
Yeah. radiometric dye. It's called FIRA 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's cool.
So what kinds of things have you been finding?
There's a lot of compounds that do in fact inhibit pain. And it's just something that I want to do in the future is look at diabetes and neuropathic pain. So this is kind of cool to see just pain in general in other parts of the body, you know. We did recently a peptide called TAT-CNRP1, which is implicated in NF1 and neurofibromatosis. And that's not the same as diabetes, but it's kind of cool because it is looking at pain as a result of disease.
When you're working in the lab, the experience of it probably teaches you a lot about perseverance and you know.
Yeah, science works in the lab probably like 5% of the time. And the other 95% of the time, it definitely does not work. It teaches you a lot about you have to keep pushing. You have to keep doing what you're doing because you love it so much and you're so passionate about it. When that 5% finally does work out, you know, it means so much to you, but you got there, you worked hard to get there. So you appreciate it. And then you're thankful for all the people, like mentors, like Dr. Rajesh Khanna, who've helped you get there.
What are your plans for the future?
Hopefully med school, if I get in. I want to be in endocrinology. So that's the future plan. And definitely want to do something with lower socioeconomic communities. If I have my way, then I'll get to participate in helping people who don't have access to healthcare, you know, gain access to healthcare with specialists and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, you'll get your way. Yeah, I think so. Do you ever listen to music?
I love music. I actually play a couple instruments. So,
well, what do you play?
A violin, viola, cello, guitar, piano, Indian instrument called harmonium. It's kind of like accordion piano mix. I play some Indian drum instruments, and then, I don't know, flute, some other ones. And I love singing, too, so. But I do love to listen to, like, indie music, and some of my favorite music in the past has been, like, local natives, and there's actually a song by a band called Hippocampus called Way It Goes. That's probably one of my favorite songs, and it's kind of neat because it's neuroscience, and I'm neuroscience, so.
Perfect. Thank you so much for stopping by KXCI.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, of course.